Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the OpenStack Summit in Tokyo, and I'm delighted to have Chris Berger, technologist of the SDN marketing organization from Intel. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, Chris, what does a technologist in the SDN marketing division of Intel do?
All right, so I'm responsible for representing Intel in a variety of our open source SDN standard development initiatives as well as community efforts. The main ones that we're focusing on are certainly OpenStack. That's why we're here in Tokyo today. But there are also a number of other ones. Open Daylight, Open Virtual Switch, also OPNFV are all communities that we're investing in.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about OpenStack intersection with network transformation to just get us started. It's something that when we come to OpenStack Summit, we hear a lot about enterprise cloud deployments. Network obviously is part of that, but it also spans into carrier grade. So I've got all sorts of questions for you about where you think OpenStack is going to play in that network transformation.
OpenStack is one of the key orchestration capabilities that are platforms that are being made available and that are being used by operators today. I just saw a great keynote from SK Telecom where they were talking about how they're using OpenStack to build a next generation mobile network. So a number of operators are already leveraging OpenStack for networking. And what we as Intel are really focusing on is a set of capabilities that we term enhanced platform awareness. Mm-hmm. And these capabilities are included in a number of the OpenStack projects that are specific to networking, such as Neutron, but also Nova.
Is there anything that changes in terms of the types of things that you need to think about when you take OpenStack from an enterprise environment to carrier grade? And how does that influence our prioritization of engagement with the OpenStack community?
When you talk about kind of carrier grade OpenStack, the first point that you're really talking about is how do you increase the performance, typically in terms of throughput. This is one of the key areas that we have been focusing on is implementing different capabilities that allow you to really use an OpenStack orchestrated network and achieve line rate throughput, especially at higher packet sizes. Mm-hmm. There are now about a dozen different EPA capabilities, anything from CPU pinning to NUMA awareness that can be used to really very simply accelerate how fast a packet goes from A to B.
How do we ensure that the optimizations that we're doing for carrier grade networks don't fork into a different flavor of OpenStack from what we're delivering to the enterprise?
Intel is very much committed to upstreaming all our contributions and getting them accepted by the community. So we are laser focused on creating the right blueprints, working with the community, having the engineers in place to support the proposals and the blueprints, and then working within the specific projects, primarily Neutron and Nova, as well as Celometer from a networking perspective, to make sure that they're then accepted by the broader community and represented within the general release, whether it's a Kilo release or the Liberty release.
I know that you work on more initiatives than can consume an entire keyboard of acronyms. One that you mentioned was Open Daylight. Why don't you tell us about that and why Intel is involved there?
You know, worldwide, there's about 30 SDN and NFV-specific standard development organizations and OpenStack communities that are meaningful. There are many more, but there are about 30 that are meaningful. Of those, we think that there's about 4 that are really critical. And Open Daylight right now is the market-leading, certainly in terms of acceptance, the market-leading SDN controller project. Mm-hmm. And Intel has been engaged in Open Daylight for about 2 years. And about a year ago, we made the decision to become a platinum member. And with that, we focused on a number of contributions. But the most important one is what we call S3P. And S3P stands for scalability, stability, security, and performance. really creating an open daylight distribution that meets the deployment needs of both a carrier and enterprise as well as a cloud service provider.
Where are we in terms of open daylight maturation, and are we looking at deployments of open daylight solutions today in the marketplace?
Yes, actually, it's very exciting. Open daylight, by comparison, right? OpenStack has now its 12th release. Open daylight just had its third release. But you're already seeing large operators such as AT&T and Korea Telecom broadly talking about their open daylight usage. There's also about 20 commercial solution providers, big names from Cisco, for example, to Brocade, that are providing commercial open daylight platforms. So you're seeing the similar kind of commercialization or support in open daylight that you're seeing in OpenStack today.
Now, you said that there were four. I'm assuming one of the four is OpenStack, or we wouldn't have been talking about it.
Yeah.
What are the other two?
The other two is certainly the Open Virtual Switch. That is a critical component. Where we are really focusing on in OVS is to, again, optimize the performance of a virtual switch using the Intel DPDK, the Data Plane Development Kit, as a set of technologies to accomplish that. And then the fourth is a little bit different. It's an integration project called the Open Platform for NFE, OPNFE, which is a project that was started about a year ago. We are a platinum member, and as an integration project, OPNFE really aims to work with the upstream community and to create one integrated NFE platform. For us, that's a very exciting path to take, and that's why we're investing engineering resources into it.
You mentioned DPDK. Obviously, there's a marriage between all of this open source software development and the Intel platform features that will help run next generation networks. Can you tell me a little bit about where we are focused in terms of performance and capability optimization, and what kind of features we're exposing to the upper level layers of the software stack?
EPA and DPDK are somewhat interrelated. You know, from an EPA perspective, I already mentioned CPU pinning, NUMA awareness, and through all of our OpenStack work, EPA and networking is really one of our key focus areas, right? And there's about a dozen of these initiatives. One of them is to enable DPDK more broadly. With DPDK now being a reasonably mature open source solution, we have actually a long, long list of DPDK capabilities that we're making available from the NIC card all the way to user space.
I'm sure we've piqued some folks' interest who are listening online to learn more about what Intel is doing in this space. Where would you send them for more information?
The Intel Network Builders website is the place to go. That's really the main repository for information, both from our ecosystem partners, and there's now about 180 of them, as well as to learn more about the key enabling technologies that we provide, EPA white papers, blogs, information on how different virtual network function vendors are implementing these enabling capabilities.
Well, Chris, it's been a real pleasure talking to you today. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.